Last time, on the usual time.
What is Gundren's status? He's my only hope.
He's got a potion healing this week.
I do!
Hoyt! Why are we in Coneyberry?
You other two, you make it back to Phandalin 2 days before, actually 3 days before, Gundren.
You seriously haven't seen Hoyt or Gundren?
I lost me map, and it's the only way I know how to get back there. We need to find a way to Wave Echo Cave. Thunder Tree! What on earth is he doing there?
It's a horrible place, really. I mean, weird plant things walking around, giant spiders, dragons.
We're leaving in the morning, and your participation is not optional.
I'm gonna avoid the spiderweb.
I turned into just a face full of spiderwebs.
You see two gigantic spiders come crawling over the roof of this building.
I want to see this dragon!
Let's try to avoid the cult.
The top half of this large creature, it's looking down on you. You can see that it is a green dragon. It looks down at you all and says, "Why have you disturbed me?"
I fall on my butt and fall into a self-imposed fright.
Okay.
I refuse to not have disadvantage.
It continues glowering at you and just it is expecting a response.
How close is Droop to me?
He's still at the door with you, but when he hears this, he looks up and screams and runs behind Luna and kind of like is peeking out from behind her up at this thing.
I look at my feet where I thought he was going to be, and then I look behind me to Luna and I see him and I'm like, "Droop, I don't think we could take him." And I look back at the dragon, I'm like, "My bad! That was me!"
What is your name?
He will pause and he will say, "Venom Fang."
That is so cool!
I'd say lame if I wasn't terrified.
Lame?
That's very suiting of you. Why have you taken refuge in this tower, in this broken town?
He will contemplate the question and say,
How long does he contemplate it?
Not very long, about 10 seconds, and then he'll say, "I'm very fond of large wooden areas, and this town is deserted and suits my needs nicely."
I'm like, no, apparently there's like a bunch of people over here worshiping you.
He doesn't respond to that.
Okay, so allow me to ask you, DM. So why does, has Redoth given us a reason why he wants the dragon to leave? Just because he was here and the dragon showed up?
No, he was not here when the dragon showed up, but he realized that the dragon was here after he came here. When he was speaking with you guys before, he said that even though the dragon hadn't necessarily caused any harm yet. A green dragon in the area is no good for anyone, civilization or nature. He would see it driven from the area if at all possible.
Okay, driven from the area. And how far away are we from Fanlin, day-wise?
2.5 days ride.
How far away is Coneyberry from Fanlin?
3 days ride in the opposite direction.
Just wants it driven.
But I will tell you that Coneyberry is out in the wide open.
Oh, so it's not by the woods, except for the woods that we...
Yeah, it's close to the woods, but it is not in the woods.
Oh, I got an idea.
I'm going to say, Venom Fang, we mean you no displeasure here. I understand we have ventured into your home and disturbed your slumber, and for that I apologize.
I'm just blubbering like, what?
We have been requested that this area be made livable for smaller folk such as ourselves, and I have a proposition for you if you would be kind enough to listen.
I have little patience for your kind. Speak now.
This tower in this town is broken. You have riffraff humans over there that pretend they know what they're doing. And you have these spiders and other strange creature that clearly want to invade your home. We are familiar with a full castle that has been recently unoccupied that may better suit your needs. And it is, what was it? You said it was 2 days ride south?
Yeah, about 2.5 days south-southeast.
As far as the horse rides, it's only 2.5 days south-southeast. It's called Cragmaw Castle, and its goblin its bugbear infestation has been cleared out. There may even be some treasure in it for you.
He will pause and contemplate. Can I get a persuasion check from you?
Absolutely. Persuasion is good.
You better fucking roll high.
Hey, I thought it would be a good trade. Tower, you can barely fit in our entire castle. That would be a 18. Wait. Actually, 22.
He will say,
piss off.
I have no reason to leave this place. Leave me now or face my wrath.
I look at Hoyt and I look at Shadow and I shrug.
That was the best you had?
It's better than what you did.
What did I do? He's not that bad. He's not mad at me.
Have I passed out yet?
No. I'd imagine you may have pissed your pants by now.
I am wearing the brown pants.
Should have wore the green pants. While you guys are bickering, he is going to spread his wings. Take a couple flaps with them and rise up into the air. Fly over your heads and land on the path where you guys came from and turn to face you. And I need initiative rolls from all of you.
Five. Oh no.
Not one.
What is an at one just blast?
It's easily dead last. I feel like I should almost make you skip a turn for that.
It's fine. I'm terrified.
I won't though, because that would
be... Nope, I like it.
okay.
Damn it, I rolled on the mouse pad.
So, you guys all see this dragon take to the air, and it flies over your heads and nimbly back down to the ground, right behind where you currently were facing it. And you guys are trapped now between the dragon and its lair. Shadow.
He does this, and then he realizes that he's actually mad at us for being in between him and his lair.
Shadow, you're first to act. I'm going to give you guys a layout of the land here. So in front of this tower, you guys have roughly a 40 by 40 courtyard, for lack of a better term. And the dragon is right now about 30 feet from all of you at the other end of this courtyard where you guys entered from the trail. You guys are all... variously, depending on who fled, well, took steps backward and who was knocking on the door, between 5 and 10 feet from the tower itself. It's all open terrain. You don't have cover. What do you want to do, Shadow?
Yeah. I have got this. I am gonna cast Enhance Ability on myself.
Okay.
And take, Bear's Endurance again for the extra health.
The extra hit points, right?
And advantage on, I think it's Constitution checks? But mostly the temporary hit points. But can't we just, like, talk about this? I mean, come on, man. And also, like, slide around the side of the cottage.
Okay. Yeah, you absolutely can do that.
How far can I go?
Let's see. So the cottage is roughly 25 feet wide. Well, the cottage tower combo. So you could run either direction around the west or east corner, and you would still have a little bit of movement left to go further north if you wanted to.
I'm just going to get around the side and just, like, hide, but not hide.
Right, sure. You can get around, well, are you going east or west?
I mean, west, away from the tower.
That would be, yep, west. So, you get around the west corner of this thing. You get far enough back that you're out of line of sight of the dragon. You can still see parts of its body, but you can't see its head.
I end my turn.
It's going to be Droop's turn. Droop, seeing you run around the corner, will take a look at Luna and take a look at this dragon. And he'll hightail it around the corner with you. He will run a little bit further than you and get behind you around this corner.
What is he doing?
He'll look at you and say...
What are we supposed to do?
And he'll end his turn. Luna. Sorry. It's the dragon's turn.
I was gonna say yes.
He's so sad.
Yep. Nope. I switched up my lettering on my order here. The dragon is now looking directly at you, Hoyt, and you, Luna. And it's going to open its mouth.
We're dead.
And breathe in and exhale with the mightiest roar either of you have ever heard in your entire life. And you see this green fog just come pouring out of its mouth towards both of you. I need constitution saves from you both.
We're all fucking dead.
Also
16.
Holy shit. All right. You both take 16 damage, but you are not poisoned. The dragon will end its turn there after this poison fog comes rushing over the both of you. And Luna, it is now your turn.
I'm going to cast Suggestion on the dragon. I'm going to say leave here and fly southeast to Cragmaw Castle. And he will have to make that save.
Yeah, what's the check for that, or the save for that?
Wisdom saving throw.
Okay. And your spell save DC?
14, right? Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
All right, I'll even be nice on you and roll my shitty d20.
You're too kind.
Too bad.
If it is the exact same number, is that a success or a failure?
It's a fail.
Then you are not successful in your suggestion.
I go around the tower in the opposite direction. In the opposite direction that they went, the other side.
I love this. Hoyt, it's your turn. You are now the sole combatant in this field facing this dragon.
Oh. I also am sitting on the ground, terrified, and sputtering and spewing out from noxious breath attack.
And you definitely loosed your bowels.
And may or may not have shat myself. It is the verdict's not out on that one yet. Well, I feel like I probably need to attempt to gather my wits about me and shake this frightened status. Maybe.
This is self-imposed frightened status. Certainly.
So you can pick whatever number you want, but Fright is wisdom based, typically.
So uh-huh.
Let's see how this goes.
I'm gonna make you do a 15.
I do not succeed.
Okay.
I remain frightened, and I'm going to crawl away from the dragon my entire 20 feet.
You can do that. You would be able to reach the same corner that Shadow and...
Oh, I'm not going anywhere in particular. I'm just going straight away from it.
You can't go straight away from it because there's a tower there. So you have to go towards one of the sides.
I guess I run into the tower.
And then stop?
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
I let out a few buzz, and then enter.
Okay, Shadow, your turn.
I peek around the corner. What do I see?
You see a dragon and no one else.
What? What? Why? All right. I'm like, troop, you gotta help me here, man. And I go back out there wielding my, my quarter staff.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. And as a bonus action, I will cast the cantrip Shillelagh.
Yep.
And God. And I say, how far is it to the dragon?
You can reach it with your full movement if you so desire.
I I walk up to it, and I'm like, I killed everything I ever hit with this stick. So you better run away, Mr. Dragon.
Is that an intimidation?
That will be an intimidation.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh my god.
The role playing.
Two turns in and you guys haven't even hit this thing.
Nope. Not even tried.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Intimidate it.
Oh no. 7.
It laughs in your face.
All right. Now.
Maybe I'll give you a free hit because you're now, so pathetic.
I'm now within melee range, and I have to end my turn.
Droop's gonna see what you did. He's just gonna kind of pull himself together, and his eyes glaze over. And he is going to actually do something slightly different than you've seen him do before. He actually kind of looks like there's like a reddish glow coming from him, and he just rushes this dragon blindly swinging.
Kaioken! Time for!
He will strike it with his swing. And you see his great axe make purchase, and green blood spills from the wound where he hits this dragon.
Damn!
He ends his turn. The dragon, having been hit in what I assume is basically its front claw or hand, with this, because the droop's tiny. He's going to retaliate and take a swing with his claw at Droop. And he, he'll miss with the first attack. He's going to take another attack at him with his claw again. And this time his attack will hit. And he will hit Droop for 6 damage. And just so you guys know, I am rolling my shitty dice for this encounter for you guys.
I love that you just have bad dice.
He will end his turn there. That will make it Luna's turn. Luna, if you have been peeking around the corner at all, you would have seen and most likely heard Shadow boasting to this dragon that it kills everything with it with this stick with one hit. And then you would have heard a familiar sound of Droop just losing his shit and rushing this thing. And it's your turn. What do you want to do?
I'm just going to pull out my rapier, a new fancy rapier. Uh-huh. And I'm going to charge at said dragon, and I'm going to cast magic weapon on it, which is going to give me a +1 to damage and attack rolls on it.
Okay.
And I'm going to not attack, because that's my... Actually, I'm not going to run up to it. I'm going to stay back there, cast magic weapon, and end my turn.
Sure, that's fine.
I'll run up to Hoyt. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to try and like calm him down or like slap him or whatever as a bonus action, I'll allow that.
Perfect character to try to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna with my rapier drawn bend down to Hoyt and say, Hoyt, this thing's gonna kill us. You gotta get up. And then I'll look back at the dragon.
Get it together, man.
Get your life together.
That will be Hoyt's turn.
All right. Check to break fright.
With Luna's assistance, I'm going to drop it to a 10.
Nat 1 incoming.
Don't screw it up, man.
It's not a nat 1, but I don't break it.
Jesus God. Christ, man.
Damn, man.
Okay, well, you continue pissing your pants, and it's Shadow's turn.
I can still do things on my turn. Calm down.
Oh, you can. Fine. Do things.
I'm gonna pull myself up shakily. You can tell I'm still not all that bolstered yet. And I'll draw two daggers and I'll attempt to attack.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You can attack at disadvantage when you're frightened.
That's accurate.
Yep.
Dagger one. Bing! First attack is an 18. Second roll is an 11.
That'll miss.
Second attack. First roll is an 18. Second roll is another 18.
That'll hit.
I get 3 damage from my weapon. And this will activate my sneak attack because someone's within 5 feet, yes?
Luna is currently within 5 feet, yes.
I'm within Shadow. 5 feet. Troops are within 5 feet.
No, you guys are within 5
He's
feet of
throwing,
the dragon.
Probably.
He needs to be. He needs one of you within 5 feet of himself.
Oh.
Yes.
No, within 5 feet of the dragon.
Oh, yes. I completely misunderstood this then. Yeah, you're good. Regardless then.
So yeah, it's 3 from the weapon, 8 from sneak attack for 11 total.
A fair hit.
Minus 2 daggers.
Okay. Shadow, you have now seen Droop wildly attacking this thing. You probably would not have noticed Luna run out from behind the corner and attempt to console Hoyt. But you would have seen two daggers go flying past your head. One hits the dragon and bounces off its scales. The other one finds a crack between the scales and sinks deep into the dragon's hide.
Huh. All right. Fine. I will use Quicken Spell to cast Primal Savagery as a bonus action.
Okay, what does that do?
Primal Savagery makes my fingernails lengthen and sharpen, and I can then make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of me.
Okay.
And if I hit, the target takes 1d10 piercing or slashing in this case.
Okay.
And then they return to normal after the
action. And this is a bonus action?
I am using metamagic to cast it as a bonus action.
Okay.
So
I was going to say that's one hell of a bonus action.
No. So let's see. Take away the sorcerer points. All right, and I am going to engage Tides of Chaos to give me advantage.
Okay.
Which, thank God. All right, well then, unnatural 20.
Yep, you'll hit.
And where's my 10? Seven slashing damage.
You raise your hand, and as you do, the claws between your fingers just grow, and you slash out at this dragon, and you're able to dig in beneath its scales, and you see green blood flowing from the rake you've given it across its belly.
Oh, we're in the battle now. All right. So now I'm going to use my action to attack with my quarterstaff.
Go for it.
Because I've killed everything I've ever hit with this thing. that's a 7. Plus something.
Yeah, that.
4,
that,
so 11.
That's not going to hit.
All right. I end my turn.
Okay. Droop. Still deep in his frenzy, And as you, if you were to look at him, kind of an odd red aura about him, take a slash with his great axe, and the first attack will miss. Something you've not seen him do before, he's going to take another attack at this dragon. And the second attack will find purchase. And he will do 11 damage. That'll be the end of his turn. Next up is Mr. Dragon. He's going to continue focusing on Droop, since Droop hit him last. And he will take a swing in a second when I find my dice, which is on my lap. He's going to hit with his claw. That'll be 7 damage. He is then going to take a bite at you, Shadow. For, what's your AC? Is it 14?
Yeah.
And that's an 11, so you're in the clear.
Woo!
That'll be the end of the dragon's turn. It's going to be Luna's turn.
After I see all this and, like, Hoyt hitting with the dagger, I get a smirk and I say, this might actually work, and I charge in. Going to attack... I'm actually using my bonus action to cast my Hexblade Curse, and I'm going to make my attacks.
Okay.
I can't see my d20 in the dark. Yeah! That should be 23.
23 will hit.
Yay! I like this thing. And that's a 12 damage.
Damn, Daniel.
That curse, though. And I'm gonna yell, you shoulda went to the castle.
Yeah, piss him off, why don't you?
And I gotta end my turn.
All right.
Oh, just for all you players and fans out there, I'm not wearing my fancy cloak into battle this time. I learned my lesson.
Good on you.
You're pink. Very.
I still have that.
Very Hoyt. Impressive cloak.
Hoyt, it's gonna be your turn.
Fear check.
Yep, I'll still give you the 10 to clear it, since Luna had been trying to assist you.
14!
Hey! You suddenly feel a bit more confident in yourself, and you are emboldened by your companion's actions, and you no longer are fearful of this dragon.
We can win! We can do this! We can win!
So I'm going to draw my two daggers and move. I'm going to kind of want to circle around it to whatever side they're not on to try to... I don't know. In my mind, I'm thinking that I'm flanking it, but really I'm just attacking from a different angle.
Getting to the side, sure. So in how I've been picturing this is that the dragon's facing you. The goblin has been attacking from the dragon's left side. Shadow has been kind of attacking from the front of it. And Luna has now run up and is attacking from the right side of it. You can get line of sight however you want. It's a large creature. You don't have much trouble trying to hit it from wherever.
Alrighty then. And then I'll attack with two more daggers.
Yep.
Incoming first dagger. That is a 17.
That will miss.
Son of a cunt. Second dagger is less than that.
That will also miss.
That, yes.
Yeah.
And turn.
Shadow, your turn, buddy.
How's he look?
The dragon looks like a large and powerful beast.
Oh, all right. Well, thank God that primal savagery did so much. I'm very strong, you know. Okay. I'm going to disengage and, as a bonus action, cast Expeditious Retreat.
Okay.
Jeez. we're gonna win. He runs away.
I need this. So now I can dash at the end, or as a bonus action, whenever I want.
Yep.
So now I am going to, where, which side is, I want to run to the opposite side that Hoyt ran on. So he was trying to flank it or something. I'm gonna do.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that Hoyt ran around to the dragon's right side, so you can run to its left
run
side.
Run to its left side. I'm gonna run around over there, and now when I do this, I need to roll on the wild magic table. I have a question.
Yep.
When I do that in on the class page, whatever. Where is it? It says, when I use Tides of Chaos, after I use that, anytime I cast a spell at level 1 or higher, I have to roll. For the magic table.
Okay.
See if shit goes crazy. But I also have to do that anytime I cast a level 1 or higher spell, just in general. So do I only roll once?
I like that, yes.
So do I need to do both?
Yes, if you're using Tides of Chaos, roll on the table.
Okay, so I use that, so let me, I don't like using that.
Why not throw in, you know...
A total shit show?
Yeah. This couldn't possibly go worse than it already is.
Fireball on self.
Could you imagine?
He summons a meteor spell.
Alright, so roll.
Armageddon spell from Worms Armageddon.
39. Yes, I regained 2d10 hit points.
Oh, kick ass.
But I haven't lost any hit points.
Bitch.
I haven't lost any hit points.
Yeah, you have. You got bit. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Fucker.
Impossible. Okay, well, here's my d20 now to see if I have to do it again, and it's on the floor. That's a 5. I'm sorry. Didn't work out.
Well, that was exciting.
It almost was awesome.
Anticlimactic.
And now I'm just over here on the side. End turn.
And you feel somehow more...
I'm super
energetic than you were before, but somehow the same. Anything else on your turn?
No, end turn.
Okay, Droop is still just, he's just going ham on this thing, just swinging his axe, kind of blindly almost. The first swing is going to connect, and he'll deal 10 damage. He's basically just hacking away at this thing's front left leg, and like you just see blood flying in all directions when his axe connects. His second swing is not going to hit. He's going to end his turn, and it's going to be the dragon's turn. Luna and Droop, I need constitution saves.
Ooh. That's a 19, cocksucker.
Ooh. All right.
I assume that Droop didn't make that save.
No, you guys see the dragon inhale, and again, it just rears up on its hind legs and looks down at you and Droop and exhales with this loud, thunderous roar, and a green fog just rolls over the two of you. And you, Luna, take 10 damage, and Droop takes 21 damage, and he falls unconscious. I don't know where you're sitting at health-wise, but...
Not ideal.
Fair enough. That'll be the end of the dragon's turn. It is your turn now, Luna.
You make those death saves, damn it.
Oh, I will be.
Yes. Did those also get made with the shitty dice?
I've been rolling the good dice for Droop.
I attack the goblin.
I want to finish this fucker off. He's got some weird magic I don't like.
I'm going to use a health potion on Droop.
Yeah, you can certainly do that if you want on your turn. He will sputter back to life, and he regains 10 of his hit points. Anything else you want or can do on your turn?
That's it.
All right. Hoyt, your turn, bud.
I have 2 more daggers.
You've always got daggers. What are you going to do with them?
I do not always have daggers because I am keeping track of my ammunition.
You're the only person with ammo.
So far?
What?
This will be what, 6?
This is 5 and 6.
Okay, go ahead.
Dagger 5.
Let her rip.
Misses.
Uh-huh.
Dagger 6. Also misses.
All right.
Foing!
And
like, I have to dodge them.
End of turn.
Uh-huh. Don't you get, with your thing with them standing near them, do you get, like, stealth advantage on the rolls? Or is it just the, you add damage to
the rolls? Yeah, as long as the dragon's engaging us, you should be getting advantage.
No.
I thought. Then how does it work?
I get sneak attack if I have advantage, or if the target is within 5 foot of another enemy.
Okay, so it's
so he is within 5 foot of another enemy.
I gotcha.
Right.
Oh!
I didn't hit with the attack, so it's irrelevant.
Don't you have a hide thing where you get advantage? Well, you get advantage if you're attacking
from
me.
Well, yeah, if I hide, I have unseen attacker giving me advantage. But you said we were in a field.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you could possibly try to hide, like, around the corner of the tower, maybe, but that's about your only option.
I don't see that as feasible, so I wouldn't have thought about it.
Yeah. Fair enough. Shadow, your turn.
Huh. All right. So Troop just went down. Luna went to his aid immediately. And I had to dodge daggers.
That also happened.
Okay. With my free hand, I pull out my staff, and I use it to give myself mage armor.
Okay. Doesn't that just give you 14 AC?
It is 13 plus my dex, so I'm up to 16 now, which may be important.
Yep, that's a significant bump.
And I believe that's an action.
Yeah.
So I am...
Nobody did any damage to the dragon on this turn.
Going to work my way... Actually, I could take dash still. I'm gonna dash behind it. Can I get around it or behind it? With 60 movement.
With 60, yeah, you could work your way around behind it if you were so inclined.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
And I end my turn.
All right, Droop will get back to his feet, and you're going to see a familiar view of him. First, his eyes roll into the back of his head, and then he begins to kind of
hit. How many times does he get this thing?
This is his third time, and he now has 3. And he will take on this kind of weird... red hue. And he's going to swing at the dragon. He will unfortunately miss this time. He's going to end his turn. It's going to be the dragon's turn. And he is going to take a bite at you, Luna. What's your AC?
My AC is 14, unless you hit me, and it's 16.
How does that work?
Defensive duelist. I can use my reaction to add my proficiency bonus to my AC on hit.
Okay, well, it would be 16, so... Just that's doesn't hit? Or no, that still hits, right?
No, it's a failure, so it doesn't hit.
Oh, okay. Well,
Tiger goes to the defender. Booyakasha! Thank you, Pete.
He's also going to take a claw attack at you. Wow. He will miss that time.
Thank gods.
There's only one.
He's going to take another swipe at you with his claws.
Jesus Christ!
This time he will connect.
Oh no!
For 9 damage.
Woohoo! Still up, baby!
That will be the end of his turn. It's your turn, Luna.
I'm going to attack him. Fuck him.
Do it, do it.
So that would be 23.
That'll hit.
22, actually.
That'll hit.
10 damage.
Damn. Okay.
Enter.
Okay. Hoyt.
I go to reach for a dagger and realize there are none. And then I do the classic look down and realize I threw them all. Classic situation of didn't pay attention and count. Paint me a picture here.
Now you're thinking, was that 6 shots or was it 5? Okay, in front of you, you see a dragon that is bleeding in multiple places. You see a Luna that is brandishing a rapier.
And looking like shit.
And she is looking very worse for wear. Next to her, you see a goblin that is enraged and swinging its large axe wildly at the legs of this dragon. If you are lucky enough to catch a glimpse between the dragon's serpentining tail, you might see a shadow standing behind him. That's what you see. What do you want to do?
All right. Gondor's need is dire. So it's looking shitty, and I'm realizing that now is probably the time. So I will reach behind me to the small of my back, and I'm just going to mutter to myself, I hope I don't regret this. And I draw the two daggers that I thus far have not used in a single battle yet.
Uh-huh.
And I charge forward to engage this dragon.
Uh-huh.
And I attack it.
Uh-huh.
Melee combat.
How far away would you say it was?
You were about 25 feet off to this thing's right.
Okay, so I move 25 feet forward, and I attack with both of my daggers.
Mm-hmm. You're able to get kind of under the wings of this dragon and attack it from the side.
Sure. First attack. Well, first dagger, I guess. Is a 22.
That will strike.
For 16 piercing damage.
Damn.
Okay.
Second dagger. The attack roll is a 21.
That'll hit.
See, the crappy part of this is now I roll it, and this is a really small number. 3 damage.
Okay.
And then after my 2 stab, swipe, whatever attacks with these, I will move my 15 feet away from the dragon. And since I have the mobile feat, I don't suffer opportunity attacks from any opponents that I attacked in the same turn.
I recall.
So I do that. And okay. I'm 15 feet away from it.
Sure.
And turn.
Alright, Shadow, your turn.
Shadow, I can hear every click and keystroke.
What was that about clicks and keystrokes? I'm sorry. You should have said something earlier since I was doing a lot of typing. Mechanical keyboard. Okay, so I'm behind him now.
Yep.
And I've got my Tides of Chaos back, and I am basically a god at this. So I'm going to hit with my quarterstaff. I'm gonna attempt to strike with my quarterstaff.
Okay.
Because I might need that staff. And that is an 18.
18 strikes.
Okay. Where's my 8? Ah! 10 damages.
Okay.
While staying within 5 feet of it, I'm going to try to get to a different position around it so I'm in somewhere else that he didn't feel the attack from.
Sure, you can do that.
So, the other side of him or something.
Okay.
And I end my turn.
Okay. This will be Droop's turn. He's going to rinse repeat. His first strike will hit.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Or 9 damage. He's going to swing again. And his second strike will not find purchase. He will end his turn, and it's going to be the dragon's turn. You guys notice that the dragon is not looking so great. It actually extends its wings and begins to fly into the air. The 3 of you surrounding it will get an opportunity attack. Shadow, you're first in the order. You go ahead first.
Tides of Chaos. So I'm going to take advantage.
What?
I'm going to use my Tides of Chaos.
No, I'm not letting you use that.
Well, then
you,
I miss.
You can take an attack. That's it.
I miss.
Okay. Luna?
19.
19 will strike.
Strike!
That'll be 12 damage.
All right, this dragon is flapping its wings and lifting off, and you're able to get one final strike in on it before it leaves the ground. Droop is also going to take a swing, and his short stature unfortunately leaves him wanting for height, and he is not able to strike. It's now the dragon's turn. It takes to the air, and it does a circle around its tower, and it makes one final pass, and as it's passing, you notice it breathes in deeply again, and it flies over the 3 of you that had been grouped together around it attacking, and lets out one final deafening roar and breath attack, and I need a constitution save from the 3 of you.
That'll be a 15.
Okay. Shadow.
Wait, I'm part of this?
Yep.
Motherfucker! I wasn't grouped around shit. So what am I rolling a constitution?
I need a constitution save.
Alright, well I have advantage on that now with my, something I cast before. Oh, my enhance ability. Yeah, first roll is an 18. secondary roll is also in frickin' 18. So that is...
I like your dice.
22.
Okay. You just needed to clear a 16. Luna, you fail. Hold on, and I'll get you some damage.
That red wizard around?
You, Luna, take 17 damage, and Droop and Shadow, half of that, so 9, because we round up in America.
Blech.
The dragon is going to take one final pass and see that some of you are still standing. Or all of you, I don't really know where you
definitely
guys are
not me.
Droop actually barely is hanging on. He's got 1 HP left, so he's still up. Shadow, you're up, and Hoyt, you're up. He's gonna assess the situation and see that it's not worth his life for his lair, and he will take off in a south by southeast direction. And you guys have
solved your dragon puzzle?
Yeah, you've run this dragon off from Thunder Tree.
I told you it wasn't that strong, guys.
You go to celebrate and you're like, "Did you see that, Luna?" And then you see me just like bloodied on the ground.
Literally what happens. I'm like, yeah, I turn to the group. I'm like I was going to like brag. And then one of them's dead, and the other one is, I don't know what.
Droop, seeing Luna passed out on the ground, is gonna pull out his health potion, and he's, like, shaking and still kind of in frenzy, and he kind of looks at you, Shadow, and holds it up to you and points at Luna.
Oh, so I have to do this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I do this.
I rise.
Like arise, chicken.
Yep, so you force feed Luna a potion, and Luna, you are healed for 10 hit points.
I look at Shadow in his eyes and say, did we win?
Yeah, he ran off. Or flew, I guess. I look up.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
I stand up and I got my sword still.
I'm like, why don't you, why don't you take it easy?
He was so mean!
I don't know, man. I'm fine.
I got hit by that green stuff like 3 times.
I cough and green shit comes out of my mouth.
your pores are still exuding poison.
I sit back down. Thank you for the health potion.
Yeah, Droop gave it to you. Well, I mean, I get, you know, whatever.
I hug him.
He's not looking so great, but he hugs back.
Does he look like he needs a health potion?
He looks like he has 1 HP.
On the scale of 1 HP.
I look at him, I'm like, do you need to take a nap?
He nods.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can't be anything more dangerous than that. I mean, he wasn't that tough, though.
I'm gonna ask Hoyt how he's doing.
I was hastily doing something with something in my hands, and I'll turn and look at you and be like, yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Were you jerking it?
I've been better, but we did it.
Yeah, we did something.
I told you guys it wasn't that big a deal. I'm like rolling my shoulders, feeling really good.
You also were the one that said to knock on the front door.
Yeah!
I'm gonna be like, fuck that front door, and I'm gonna Eldritch Blast it.
Okay. You do so, and the door splinters inward.
Alright. I'm gonna... well, thanks, and I walk in.
I'm gonna be like, see why Mr. Dragon was so intent on staying.
I think he just... This is a pretty nice house. I think he just liked the house.
As I walk it's in. A ruined tower, Shadow.
I'm in there and like, it's not that bad.
The cottage area that you've entered into doesn't really have much in it. There's some broken down furniture, but that's about it. If you explore further into the tower area, once you open the door from the cottage leading into the tower, you see there's an old wooden chest broken open on the tower floor.
From the Civil War era.
What?
From the Civil War era, obviously. An old wooden chest.
An old wooden chest.
Inside it, you find 800 silver pieces, 150 gold pieces, 4 silver goblets that are set with moonstones. An appraiser, once you get back to Phandalin, will tell you that they're worth 60 gold pieces a piece.
7,000, okay.
You also find two scrolls that I'm not sure if any of you will recognize. One of them is Misty Step. The other is a scroll of Lightning Bolt.
Yeah, I can read both of those.
Misty Step, at least.
So, there's one other thing in this room, and it's beneath this pile of coins. As you're digging through the coins, you grab the hilt of a rusty old battle axe that appears to have been dwarven in manufacture. Anyone able to read dwarvish will see dwarvish runes on the axe head that read the word hew, H-E-W.
All right, so it's got a name.
The axe itself appears incredibly rusty. Just all the entire thing is covered in an orangish rusty color, and that's all you can tell about it at this point.
Okay.
I think nothing of it.
Well, you haven't seen it yet.
Also, how many of my daggers was I able to retrieve?
If you spent enough time, you would have been able to find 3 of them. You seem to have lost the other 3, throwing them into the thicket beyond where the dragon was positioned.
Or they're still in the dragon.
Or there's the one still in the dragon.
No, he got the one
out of the spider.
Oh, did he?
It was really gross.
Yeah, he plunged his hand all the way up to like his shoulder, all up in there.
Plunged his hands into the filth so you can keep yours clean.
That's about all you find. This was a fairly young dragon. His horde is not that great yet, and now it is back to less than it was. Congrats, guys. You finished the dragon fight.
Weak ass son of a bitch.